I once heard someone explain the incarnation of Christ from an ant's perspective. He said that when an ant specialist is trying to help the ants, all they see is a big giant coming to attack them, and so they scatter. But it makes a huge difference when that human being becomes an ant and is then able to help the others. Hi, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day. And I'd like to take a few moments to share with you about the humble servant who came to save. In Philippians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul writes what is considered to be one of the greatest passages on the coming of Christ to earth as a baby. Paul writes, "Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men." When we read that passage, many have tried to capture the essence of what actually happened when Christ came to earth as a baby. In other words, how does the sovereign creator of the universe become a human being? How can Jesus be both 100% God, yet be 100% man? The whole thing is a mystery, but more importantly, it was a miracle wrought by a loving God to bring hope and salvation to us as rebellious sinners. One songwriter put it this way, "What condescension, bringing us redemption, that in the dead of night, not one faint hope in sight. God, gracious, tender, laid aside his splendor, stooping to woo, to win, to save my soul." Once we understand that the purpose of Christ's coming was to save our souls through his death and resurrection, then the rest of that passage in Philippians 2 tells us exactly what our response should be. In verses 10 and 11, Paul says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." And so as we go through this Christmas season, these questions must be settled in our own hearts. Have we truly humbled ourselves and bowed the knee to the Lordship of Jesus Christ? If not, you can do that right where you are, by first acknowledging that you're a sinner and deserving of God's judgment and wrath. Believe that Jesus died on the cross and rose again on the third day. And then make a commitment to repent or turn away from your sin and ask Jesus to be your Lord and Savior. That would make your Christmas all the more special. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, your radio pastor for the day.